please listen carefully.
Hello, and welcome to Caveat Realtor with Virginia Realtors, where we discuss the real issues that realtors face. I am Santiago Montalvo.
And I'm Ryan Leonard. Remember, Caveat Realtor is meant to provide general legal information. The information, forms, and laws referenced in this episode are accurate as of the date this episode is first released. Nothing we discuss should be considered as legal representation or legal advice.
Hey, Ryan, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you, Santiago?
Doing pretty good. Hey, is your roof leaking?
No, fortunately, it is not.
Well, how old is it, do you know?
I don't know. I mean, it's the same roof that I've had since I moved in. Don't know the exact age. Doesn't look too old.
Well, great. Well, let's find out what would happen if a inspector says that it's a deficiency. So thank you for joining us today. And we're going to talk about everyone's favorite topic, contracts. Specifically, we're going to talk about home inspection contingencies and the definition of defects and deficiencies.
First and foremost, look at the contract you're using. Does it provide a definition of what a defect or deficiency is? Also, does it say that only defects or deficiencies must be added to the removal addendum or request for repairs?
Well, for this podcast, let's focus on VAR's Home Inspection Contingency Addendum, Form 600D, for the moment. Again, take a look at what your contract says, just to be sure, though. In general, a deficiency is something that could negatively affect the decision of a reasonable person to purchase the property.
It, however, does not include cosmetic items, matters of preference, or grandfathered systems or features that are properly functioning but would not comply with current building codes if constructed today. If a system is near or at or beyond its projected life and properly functioning, then it is not a deficiency.
Let's go through some examples. And these examples are not all inclusive, but they're demonstrative. So the heat pump in a house, in this case, has a projected life of 20 years. The inspectors go in and they determine that the heat pump is producing a 20 degree delta T as required. However, the heat pump is 30 years old. Can you add it?
No. The heat pump is still functioning properly as it should, regardless of the age, or even the refrigerant used, for example, R22.
Now, what about a roof that has a life expectancy of 20 years? It's 25 years old, but there are no leaks or other structural problems. Can you add it?
Again, no. The roof is beyond its life cycle. However, it is still structurally sound and properly functioning.
Now, what if the roof is leaking? The inspector noted that the roof has missing shingles and does leak into the house when it rains. Can I add it then?
Absolutely. In this case, the roof is not functioning properly, so you can add it as a deficiency.
Now, what about the wiring in the house? There is no ground for the outlets, and also the wires are aluminum. The house was built in 1970. Can I add it?
This would certainly not comply with building codes nowadays. However, it complied with building codes when it was built.
So, these examples are obviously not meant to be exhaustive. However, it should give you a clear indication that you need to read the contract to see what you can add or not.
Just because the home inspector takes notice of something that they may think is a deficiency or a defect, you're still bound by the four corners of the contract. So if you can add only deficiencies as defined, that is all you're allowed to add and that the seller is contractually obligated to negotiate over.
Caveat Realtor is a weekly podcast with episodes released every Tuesday. Our podcast is available for streaming through iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Subscribe to our podcast to get automatic updates when we have new episodes and rate us. Remember, members of Virginia Realtors have access to our legal hotline where we can provide you with legal information. You can access the legal hotline on the Virginia Realtors website under the legal tab on the law and ethics section. Make sure you're logged in to see this page. Thanks. Bye. Although the members of this podcast are attorneys, the legal information in this program is not a substitute for personalized legal advice from an attorney licensed to practice in your jurisdiction. The information provided by Virginia Realtors is general reference work as a public service and does not constitute solicitation or provision of legal advice. We provide this general legal information on an as-is basis. We make no warranties and disclaim liability for damages resulting from its use. Legal advice must be tailored to the specific circumstances of each case, and laws are constantly changing. The information provided in this program should not be used as a substitute for the advice of competent counsel. This has been a production of Virginia Realtors, copyright 2024. This podcast features the song Please Listen Carefully by Jazar, available under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license.